is the legendary Humble and Fred Show, Canada's national morning show.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by Sleep Country, Pizza Pizza, FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Squatty Potty, FreshBooks, and our newest sponsor, Mitsubishi Motors of Canada. And as always, we broadcast to the world from the center of Canada's universe. That's Toronto, nestled in the cozy bosom of the Squatty Potty 5-Hour Energy Storefront Studios. If you'd like to talk to Humble and Fred, call 1-855-662-4743. That's 1-855-ON-AIR-HF.
Yeah. Our friend Phil getting very excited when he introduces the show now. He's got a mission each day. He's like Postmaster General Junior. How you feeling over there, Skippy?
Feeling great. How's about you?
Yeah, feel good, man. Take my... What do we do this?
I have a humble. I have a friend.
I got a humble.
Humba and Fred.
By the way, this is a good segment.
I like it.
Segmate.
Excuse me. Jesus. Come on. I didn't mean to. I had my... All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Patterson, are you representing Brampton? Check
in. I am. It's, you know, it's funny the way our minds work. You know, we've made this point before. I guess it's because, you know, we've been working together so long. Somehow we're on the same telepathic wavelength or something. No, but you mentioned Brampton, and what I had written down here was something about Brampton. Like, why would you bring up Brampton this morning? You say Brampton. You know, yesterday...
I say B-Town.
The weekend, last night in particular, Diwali festivities and celebrations, which included fireworks like I've never seen before.
Diwali.
I'm a little confused.
Diwali. This is some,
I'm confused.
This is some... What do you mean?
Because you said the weekend. Was the weekend playing in Brampton?
I get it.
Yeah. You know. I can't feel my fans. Diwali.
Again, it's some kind of an Indian celebration. I don't know what happened, whether it's one of their gods or something died on that day, whatever. Because that's very popular, eh? When people die and it becomes significant.
You mean like Christmas? No, that's... Yeah. I mean like Easter?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like Simcoe Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
So some Indian guy died, maybe. Got massacred or something. Anyway, they have this celebration, and they really go crazy on the fireworks. I would say, last night in Bramptoony, there was more fireworks to be seen than on Victoria Day. I'm rarely around July 1st, so I don't know.
Diwali is the Hindu festival of lights held in the period October to November. It's particularly associated with Lakshmi, the goddess of prosperity, and marks the beginning of the fiscal year in India.
And apparently there were all sorts of Diwali festivities in town, in city, over the weekend.
In not, B-Town?
Not the singer weekend, the weekend weekend.
And I know you mean the next
And the
to
food,
me.
Apparently, is like to blow your mind if you're into Indian food.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of little areas you can go, and they serve food. And unfortunately, I didn't get to take part in that this weekend. I wish I had of, though, because I love Indian food. Oh, no, well, Indian food, not
no,
Indian
I know.
Food.
I love both Indian food and Indian food. I've got a... So, let's to review, though. I know you were doing some of your classic Fred comedy, but Diwali is not... remembering any god that died. It's okay, well, associated with Lakshmi.
It's like New Year's for them. Absolutely.
Lakshmi.
Diwali.
The goddess of prosperity, and that's why we celebrate Diwali.
I miss that. Diwali.
I miss Diwali Crowder.
How's that? How's that for Freddy? How's that for some Freddy fun?
Oh, yeah.
Now that's a firework.
Whoever happened to that Dwali Crowder? I enjoyed his work. It's funny because sometimes things happen on the show, and then I'll be just somewhere in my life, and I'll remember it being said. Sometimes I say funny things, Phil.
Yeah, this one's one. But
very often, what'll come into my mind is something that my boy said, and I was golfing. Saturday, I golf occasionally. Mm-hmm. I was golfing Saturday, and I just was walking along, and all of a sudden, I was thinking of Goohead for some reason, and then I fucking started laughing at myself about you doing your impression of yourself, but now, 20 years later, it sounded like Goohead had about 18 strokes, just the way you did it. I was wondering if you would help me.
You know, you told that story on Friday.
Did
on the
I?
Show, the same
Did I tell the story again?
You said I was golfing, and then
I told the exact same story?
Yes.
God,
because it that thought
are you sure
that thought didn't come into your head this weekend?
It was came like, into me the 2 days after. Yeah,
on Friday you told the exact same story.
I did, eh? Fucking well,
I was golfing. I thought of you doing Goohead with cerebral palsy or something. Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm at now, baby. Alzheimer's.
Well, tell me about it, Howie. Tell me about it.
Hey, but
it
no,
it comes with the territory.
Okay, but it's weird. So I'm golfing, and I started thinking about you doing Goohead. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling the same story. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell it
over
every day.
And over and
I'm gonna,
over.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to tell it every day. Are you serious?
Do you remember that, Phil?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that.
You help me.
Anyway,
do you remember me telling the story?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Because
what's wrong with
what
me?
What is this, day three of the...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Don't beat yourself up.
No,
we
it's
all
a good
do
thing.
It.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'll be disappointed with myself, but then I'll forget. So that's great.
But anyway, it was Diwali, and I could see just north of me, some of the fireworks were spectacular, which I found amusing because that was from Caledon proper. Mm. Just to the north of me is Caledon, and I saw all these fireworks for Diwali in Caledon. And it's just funny the way the intolerance and racism sometimes that infests communities such as Brampton. Mm-hmm. One of the things is, you know, people don't like to say they're from Brampton anymore. I'm from Caledon or Brevant. No, and I just thought, or people in Georgetown, very intolerant. You know, they flee to Georgetown to get away from, and I'm just being honest here.
Yeah.
I can be honest.
It's
to
on
get
the
away, to yeah. get away from the Indians. And then I'm thinking, and I say to those people in Georgetown all the time, oh yeah, like that's going to be forever. Like those smart, wonderful Indian people who have a little bit of money in their pockets themselves aren't going to sort of move into Georgetown for a better lifestyle, if that's what it takes.
First of all, who cares what people think?
Yeah. I know. No. I
didn't mean to derail your bit.
No,
I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying I'm past caring that people don't like brown people.
Right. I'm just saying, and I had a little smug look on my face, and I thought of the irony now. That's Caledon, and look at all the Diwali celebration. So are those people running around the streets pulling the hair going, oh, no, they're here. Oh, no, they're here. Oh, no, they're here.
Well, I don't know who you're talking to. Who are these people?
who are
these people?
Who are these people?
The Indian community, like many of the other communities of the GTNA,
yes,
only make this a better place to live.
Oh, yeah.
Think about all the wonderful foods and cultures that we are exposed to.
Oh, yes.
That if you're living, you know, somewhere else in Canada that doesn't have the multicultural mosaic, the landscape, and the kaleidoscope, the tapestry.
The rug.
The rug.
Everyone's knitting a rug.
Culture. All right, Phil. May I?
Sorry.
Fuck.
They're crotcheting.
But the fact is, we're very lucky to live here. You know, the fact is, if you want authentic Indian food, you're lucky to be able to go get it.
That's how shallow we are. Humble and Fred, we're asking you about immigration today and, you know, the assimilation of people into the country. Why do you think it's a good thing for Canada? Food.
Food. And some of the chicks.
Anything else? Nope, just the food.
Food and chicks. Anyway, no, great to be with you all around North America. Our phone number is one, a bunch of numbers.
1-855-662-4743. Bonus number six.
Come on, fellas. Let's get it straight.
1-855-662-4743.
I made a huge mistake. I was cold yesterday, midday. midday. And I put the heat up. And then last night, it was well into the, you know, late 10s and early 11s o'clock. And I was up in my bed and I was tired. And I didn't want to go downstairs again and turn the heat off. So I just let her ride. And I'm paying for it now because this particular room that we're in this building really does soak up the heat because it's right above the...
Yeah, but I don't feel that hot. You know, the furnace. Said that before.
Yeah, but I'm feeling... I can feel it. Already feeling a little bit warm.
I can't feel my face because it's warm.
Because I'm warm.
Take your sweater off.
Nah, then I got because I got a shitty t-shirt on underneath.
What do you care? You're at home.
I can change upstairs.
You know, you say that. But what... I'm not going to... I have to have some distinction between work and play. Home and away.
I thought of you this morning.
Did you do? I was wondering.
No, I'm traveling down the 410, and I get on the 427, and I'm hearing these traffic reports. A major incident, Gardner eastbound at the Lakeshore cutoff. Horrible accident. Someone dies, and then immediately I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? I'm coming down to the 427. Should I get off at the Queensway? Is it going to be backed up on the Gardner where I normally get off at Islington? And then I'm playing this little game in my mind. 6-1, half dozen the other. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, whatever I do, it'll probably be the wrong decision.
It's like football strategy, right?
Anyway, I decided to stay on the Gardner, and it didn't affect me at all. It was great.
Well, thank goodness.
I was very happy.
Thank you.
But then as I'm driving, I'm thinking, this is not part of Howie's world anymore. It wouldn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? There could be an earthquake, and all the roads leading to the studio could be totally unpassable, and it wouldn't affect you.
Well, that I might have to come down here one day in the event of an apocalypse and just broadcast on my own just to make sure the citizens are informed. I would be like a command center.
Like the emergency broadcast system.
You know,
I am. Yeah. I am the emergency broadcast system.
Zombie warning. What? Zombie warning.
Diwali.
What I'd like to test Diwali. A few days, though, is the Skype thing. Just in case, you know, in my advanced age, I get up and there's 6 feet of fucking snow and I don't feel like driving here.
You want to do what?
Test Skyping in. Me Skyping into you.
Oh, so now because
say there's 4 feet of snow.
So you're saying because I don't have to drive, you just want to be able to stay in your home and Skype it up?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, so that's where we're at.
No, I mean if I would be in, if I was endangered.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Diwali.
Diwali.
You know, apparently the studio wasn't the thing affecting my throat. It was esophageal cancer because obviously I can't get through a show anymore without clearing my throat 1,000 times.
There's another thing I was thinking.
What's that?
We should take life insurance policies out on each other.
Let's do it.
No, we should.
We should. That's a great thing for friends to do. It's like, I got an insurance policy on you, and you have it on me. We're like just hoping the other one dies first so we can collect.
That's right.
How you feeling? I've been doing that every day. Hey, Freddie, how you doing? How's that? How's your hip?
Oh, yeah, I did you a great favor. What's that, Fred? Oh, I adjusted the brakes in your car.
No, exactly.
Fine tuning.
Especially because you're caper boss.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, you know what? Wait
I
a
thought
second.
I could smell a little carbon there, buddy, so I fixed them up for you. What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm just looking at a message that says, just listening to some old episodes, and I think the next time you guys are on hiatus, Phil should put together a best of Fred's biggest scams. Listening to the one where Fred stole a bunch of shit from Consumers Distributing.
Well, that was, yeah, that was meow. That was a 70s caper.
Right. That's a caper, but you stole shit from a place that doesn't exist anymore.
Why do you think they don't exist anymore?
Because a guy like you.
That's the one where I got all the stuff and put them in a clothes hamper. I bought a clothes hamper for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Before I left, I filled it with other goods and services.
Well, that's not a caper. That's just out and out theft.
It is.
So you want me...
We have regrets.
You want me to let you buy a fucking insurance policy on me, and I say, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know why I feel faint, and I'm like, Fred's like, did you enjoy your coffee, Howard? I don't want to be caught up
That's
in one
true,
of your scams.
You know? And I sit here, but, you know, give me credit for admitting it. And I look back, and I think, yeah, you know, I was a teenager, and it was stupid. I had no money. I wanted gifts at Christmas, and I lowered myself to that.
To stealing.
Yeah.
And you're worried about the people. You people are worried about the other people.
What do you mean?
You Diwali people.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I've never stole any Indians.
Okay. You know, so you're saying you went to Consumers Distributing to buy a present for your mother.
I worked there.
You worked at Consumers Distributing. Yeah. It was Christmas, what, 19?
It would be 73, 74.
Okay.
Probably 73.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Christmas 1973. A poor boy named Fred Patterson. It was Christmas time, 1973. And my boy didn't have any money for his poor mother's present. So he stole some shit from Consumers Distributing. Yeah, this would be the new Christmas shoes, man.
Lovely.
By the way, it's not too early for Christmas music. I was listening to a promo for, you know, sometimes SiriusXM has these different channels, specialty channels, special event channels. One of the ones I really enjoyed this summer is the one that you told me about. It was called Yacht Rock or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was great. Mm-hmm. Right now, they do this once in a while. They'll give Billy Joel or someone like Elton John, someone with a lot of catalog, they'll give them their old channel for a while. Right now on channel 18, I think, it's a Billy Joel channel again. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I heard a promo. I think as of tomorrow, November 1st, there is a channel on Sirius that's going all Christmas. It's called the Holly Something Network. And I thought, okay, that's fine, I guess. You know, you got 200 channels. You can throw a little Christmas day. It just seems that, I know, I don't want to, I really don't want to have the normal, oh, it's getting earlier and earlier every year. The old prospector remembers the time. But it seems November 1st might be a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
I know they change after Halloween. That's when the decorations all go up, but it seems early.
Here's the difference to my mind.
Yeah.
When you have a service like that,
they
take a separate channel and they make it all Christmas. You can decide. You choose whether to go there or not.
Fair enough.
If you think it's too early, don't go there. Where I find it odd is like the terrestrial radio stations like CHFI here in Toronto that as of what? Probably
usually
November
like
1st?
Mid-November or so, yeah.
No, tomorrow's November 1st. I don't think FI would go.
It's pretty
but
soon,
but they're
though.
Getting earlier, though. They
pretty
used to,
soon.
It used to be the start of December when they started that.
The point being, that's your radio station.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you tune in one day, this radio station that you like around the, you know, the calendar is all of a sudden derailed. That's when I think it's a real imposition.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here's my radio station. All of a sudden, it's all Christmas, and I don't necessarily want it.
Yeah.
Having said that, the ratings are really good for whatever reason.
No, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And Sirius subscribers know that there are lots of different choices. And you're right. You may be in a mood somewhere in the middle of November and feel like, hey, I wouldn't mind hearing a Christmas tune, and there it is. Mm-hmm. But if your radio station, and it's not, I can't imagine that, the station we're talking about is one of the biggest in Toronto. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine them going all Christmas any sooner than December 1st.
Oh,
it could. It might be earlier.
Did, yeah.
But, you know, as you say, they get great ratings for it. But it does kind of hijack the station for 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I know I've just looked it up myself. I can't find it. I mean, I can't find when they're going to go all Christmas.
Well, it gets annoying because...
are we going... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, it gets annoying because, you know, these are people that you listen to regularly, and all of a sudden you have to throw your routine all over again.
Well, and all of a sudden you're listening to them surrounded by music you may not be in the mood for on Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day is February, November 11th.
Yes, Friday.
Yeah, we got a great story coming.
I don't
up.
Have my poppy yet. I haven't seen
Papa.
I haven't seen poppies for sale.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah,
oh,
up
for
in
Aurelia. Donation.
Yeah. Yeah, over the weekend.
Coming up in a couple minutes' time, somebody on this program got themselves a speeding ticket. Also on the show, somebody is going to come in here. It's Halloween, by the way, in case you weren't sure what day this was. And Anthony is a. Did you print the Barker thing?
Oh yeah, right there, right in front of me.
His name is Anthony.
A Cobb?
A Cobb, co-founder of I Am Academy. I Am Academy.
I Am Academy,
a light center for healing, advanced spiritual training, and transformation of the self. This is perfect for us. He is going to come in here, and he received his metaphysical training from the Modern Mystery School. He's a certified teacher, healer, Jikaden Reiki practitioner, life activation practitioner, and guide. and is going to see if any of our see if we have ghosts downstairs because the
bloody rug
the carpet keeps moving. Isn't it just sort of coincidence that the guy that loves to go munch rug, Phil Hong, is got a rug that moves? I think the rug's afraid of your mouth.
Most likely. Or it's probably following my direction.
And on the show today as well, from the Humane Society, we've got some black cats. It's going to be great, you know? Sure, why not? Let's get some black, because it's Halloween, and people are going to, the people from the Toronto Humane Society are going to tell us, hey, you know what, people? Don't torture black cats on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had Michaela on before as well.
Have we?
She's a very nice lady, if you remember.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure. Have I told you a story about...
Where you blew it there was by saying, if you remember. No. Do you remember Michaela being on the show?
Did I tell you the story about remembering what Fred did when he did Goohead? Have I told you that story?
Yeah.
Well, then that'll answer your question.
Do you remember her?
No.
I don't either.
A couple of years ago, though. Yeah.
Speaking of memory, this morning it was a little bit unfair because I had family friend, my older brother's best friend, and a friend of mine for many years since I was a little boy staying with me. Mm-hmm. He's the we talked about this on Friday. I had this guy coming in on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What should I do with him? Where should I take him? I'll tell you about his GTA tour in a little bit as well. But so he was in the studio this morning. He stayed at my place last night. Mm-hmm. And Fred walked in, and his name is David, like my brother.
Yes.
And basically said to Fred, you know, you don't remember me, but we had a drink a few years ago. And I thought you were doing a bit, staring at him like we would when we see people we don't really know who they are.
No.
And I wasn't mocking you. I just went, I thought you were kind of doing like one of your Fred bits.
No, and it was just like anything else. I forgot. Like, I forget lots of stuff nowadays. After our conversation Friday, I not once, not for 1 minute, 1 millisecond, whatever, did that enter my mind again, our conversation. So when I walked in here this morning, like, not once on the weekend, I thought, oh, Howard's got David Jukes in this way. Like, it just didn't happen.
No,
so
I
came in this morning, mm-hmm. I'm more inclined to think, oh, it's some kind of a listener that just knocked at the door like this guy.
Like Ray.
Ray
Hi,
here.
Ray knocked on the door. Ray's here. And Ray's the guy.
And then Howard reminded me, it's like, oh, yeah, right. How do I not remember this shit? But I don't.
Well, I started the show by apparently telling a story for the ninth time in 3 days. Ray came in here. Ray's been in here before, but I don't really remember. He seems like a nice guy. Ray Marshall's his name, and he's got his name on our wall, on the wall of fame, on the
I'll post that on our Facebook too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we touched on Ray actually a couple years ago because we were talking
wait a second. I would remember touching Ray.
Well, it stemmed from a call.
We did what?
Yeah, we were talking about how he works as a parking inspector. If memory serves me right, he was talking about, you know, talking about his job and throwing parking tickets on windshields, but that was on the phone. And so Ray's been in, of course.
Just hand Ray a microphone. Sure. I don't think Ray needs to get the official sit down mic. Let's just see if that mic works. Let me see.
Test.
Let me see.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, which one is it? Go.
Can you hear me?
No, it's that one. Okay, go again.
How about now?
Beautiful.
There we go.
Okay.
That's Ray, everybody.
Raymond.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody loves Raymond, except the people he gives tickets to.
Yeah.
Remind us, Ray, when you were in here, it was how long ago?
I don't know, a few months ago.
Oh, okay, so we were already, we'd already lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people haven't seen me in a while, like my buddy Dave Dukes from Moose Jaw, I think he thought I had sort of the early stages of, you know, HIV or esophageal cancer, which I'm pretty sure I have now.
You look great.
Thanks. Yeah, I got the good part.
Not too many guys with cancer look that good, eh?
No, exactly.
No, not at all.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Usually a little drawn, gray, ashen, you know.
Should've
gotten cancer
sooner.
Something. Just let the record show on the 31st of October. I got something.
And that fucks up the whole life insurance thing because you have to go through a physical because I'd want to put a sizable amount on you. And now they're going to uncover that.
Pre-existing condition.
Super.
Well, what about you? Who's going to give me the kind of policy I'm going to need on you when they see when they look up your hoop and they see your scraggly prostate that right now I imagine looks like a swollen, you know, sausage with cactus needles on it?
I can't argue. It probably does.
It's like one of those meatballs you get at a buffet, but except it's got cactus needles sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Ray, thank you for bringing in your offering of bagels and cream cheese.
No problem. Happy to do
it. Is that because one of the participants on this program may or may not be of the Jewish faith?
Not at all.
Is it one of those things?
It's what was open.
Okay. Well, sometimes Ray, people do that. They go, hey, you're Jewish. You like these things.
Ray, are the bagels all the same or is there a selection?
There is an assortment.
Oh.
I don't even know what I just said. Give me an assortment.
Did you get any poppy seed? Did you?
I don't know what's in there. They just grabbed the
you don't even
and put
know.
It in the bag.
All right. Well, thanks. And Ray, you worked overnight.
I did.
Giving out parking tickets?
I did.
Do you drive a scooter? I mean,
no.
here.
Toyota Camry.
Do you, are you pack heat?
No. That would be a big mistake.
Do you?
Why?
Some people might end up dead.
So, okay.
The bullshit.
Not me.
How often are you mid-ticket and somebody arrives on the scene and then starts chewing your ass?
Overnight's not very much, but right. If I'm on a day shift, it happens from time to time.
I bet. Yeah. Now, do you actually work for Metropolitan Toronto Police Services?
No, he works in Mississauga.
Mississauga.
Oh, Mississauga. So
yep.
for Mississauga Police?
Nope. The city of Mississauga. There is no Mississauga Police. It's Peel Regional Police.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, Peel Region. One of their big...
I should know that.
One of their big depots is up at Trafalgar and Dundas, right around where I used to live.
Here's what I'm getting at. Those tickets that you issue, they're completely legal. Like it'll affect getting your license plate renewed and all that?
Oh, yeah, okay. They're real tickets.
Okay.
Have I asked you this? Do you pack heat? Okay, sorry. Thanks, Ray.
No problem.
Raymond!
Monday, October 31st. Halloween apples! One of the members of the Humble and Fred Show went batshit crazy. Who would be voted least likely to be a street racer?
Street racer?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever driven with this guy?
Oh, no, I've seen it.
I can't believe that he would get nailed for speeding.
Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He was driving all night. His hands went on the wheel. I walked in here a couple minutes before my buddy Dave Dukes came downstairs from my house. I said hi to Phil. Phil yells to me, "Hey, Howard, I got a speeding ticket." I went, "Phil?" Almost like a metaphorical finger on his mouth, and I went, "Hush now. Hush now. I want to hear all about it for the first time when Pops comes in."
If I would be allowed to guess, off the top, I would have to say it's got something to do with him being trapped in one of those greatly reduced zones, as opposed to speeding.
Like
down
he
the
wasn't
highway.
Going, he wasn't going 170 on the 4-aught one.
You know, oh, I wish.
You know, you're like in a 70K, and then
all of a sudden it changes.
It drops to 35 or something, and you don't quite notice, and you're nailed, and. You know, you're guilty, but you're really, at heart, innocent.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Quickly, before we get to Phil's story, I got a new GPS after mine got stolen. And
right.
I haven't had a new GPS in many years, and the new ones...
Why would you do it? It's on your phone.
No, because I find it too distracting. Having
You don't have Bluetooth either.
Yeah, technically
and
illegal, too.
And to tell you the truth, I like having it a visual reference in front of me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter why. But the fact is the new ones all post that wherever you are, it posts the speed limit. And a couple times I've been caught going west on the Queensway around Kipling. And at some point it changes from 60 to 50. And it's kind of cool because you get the indication. Mm-hmm. So... Is Mr. Patterson correct?
I was driving up the Ford District, as I call it, because that's the ward where all the members of the Ford family are elected as counselor.
Ford
and
District.
So I'm going up Islington,
in
basically.
This area. Okay.
Oh yeah, guess what I'm nabbed for? And I learned about this because it's literally part of the law. I drove 60 on a 50 and got a ticket over that.
Exactly what Mr. Patterson just said.
Yeah, because you know
when
that.
When were you doing this? On Friday after the show?
On my way home, I was gleefully wanting to buy a box of chocolate milk or something like that. And so, you know,
hold on a
happiness
second.
In my mind.
So he leaves the show, and he is just so excited. First of all, because the weekend's here, and, you know, he needs his rest.
And I can't feel my face.
And he's got a song in his heart. It's probably Rick Astley. And he's excited. Why is he excited? To go buy chocolate milk.
you know, gonna surprise my little sister, give her a little happiness and all that. You know,
no,
I was happy in general.
It's
I wanted
great.
To
you know, when you
happiness.
When you find pleasure from the simple things, I am is envious. Go ahead.
But literally, apparently this is part of the law. You can get a ticket for going over 50 no matter what. And so there was it was a really odd moment because I was going to pass an intersection and it was a green light and everything. I'm like, okay, gotta keep going. And then suddenly I saw a man in a in a police uniform walk out onto the road
and went
Gandalf
style. Zapped you.
He just went, "Halt!" And then told me to pull over. And so
and the great thing about Phil's car is you can actually physically stop it yourself. Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. You can literally
move it
backwards.
It's like, imagine a car. The car looks like it was drawn by Rich Murray.
So then what?
You know, when I opened the window, I was scared like Stan, shaking, because I'm like, I've never had a ticket in my life. This is my driving record. I've never gone through this
before.
So
you started to shake. Did you weep at any point?
Almost.
Did you get a little weepy?
A dry heapy. Yeah, I went.
Dry what?
You know, that sort of feeling in your head where you're like, what's happening now? Am I going to be arrested? Am I going to need to find my insurance card? It's like, where is everything? And so as anxiety starts to consume me, mm-hmm. the officer...
There's a guy across the street has been texting me for the last hour and a half. Hey, Carl.
How are you?
Good, man. I'm on the air. I can't text anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Stop texting me.
Sorry, man.
Okay. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, basically, as I was pulling down the window, all shaky stand style, the officer's like, please, please, calm down, because he knew that, I was emotionally distraught in some way.
Did he know that you were a young man, or did he feel that you were a young woman at that point?
At that point.
Because he couldn't see all of you.
Yeah, because of the long hair and everything, he can't tell the differences. So he's like, do you have a good driving record? I'm like, yeah, I have a good driving record, and that sort of thing. And he's like, do you realize? And he started barking at my face, and I'm like, okay, don't freak out.
Do you realize what?
Do you realize that you're speeding? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm going 60 on a 50. And he's like, I clocked you at 60 on a 50. And I'm like, that's speeding? And he's like, yes. Guess what speeding is? Over 50. And so I basically got a $37 ticket, no demerit point, because the law states 0 to 10, 15K, you can be fined. Something in the
but you don't lose case. Points.
Yeah, okay. For speeding, out of all things.
Well, I could. Well, of course you can.
You hear about these random people talking to you about how, there's a police magic number that has to be passed before they charge you with anything.
That's sort of like an arbitrary thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you're doing 55 and a 50, you're speeding. Yeah,
exactly. There's no wiggle room. There's no vig. It's up to them. It's their discretion.
It's up to the copper. Now, if he'd have been a nice guy, he would have looked at how frightened you were, checked your driving record. I don't even know why he asked about your driving record. It's one swipe of your goddamn license, and he can tell.
Yeah?
You think he would have let the guy on?
Well, and considering how our boy would have been distraught, I mean, both of us arrived on the scene of his accident when he tried to kill this Vietnamese guy for, I don't even remember what the hell the circumstances were.
Well, it was an Afghan taxi driver who tried to kill me.
The fact is, this guy in a crisis, he gets very emotional. And you'd think that the copper would have seen that.
You've also repeated a myth. You're in your 20s?
Yeah, 28.
You know what it is? It's a speeding ticket without points, but it's still a ticket.
Yeah, the insurance company's fine with it. They have
okay.
Given,
so what, let Mr. Patterson finish.
It's not major. Yeah,
I know it's not major, but it's still in your record.
Oh sure.
And of a 20-year-old, they look at that going, okay, it's still there. It's not points, but it's still a ticket.
They're gonna look at that and go, "Fair, why you go so far?"
I've already asked.
Did you say? I was in Macura. I went to Safas.
This is how nervous I got. I went home. I called my Chinese insurance agent.
Did you? And you say, hello, fair cutting.
Oh, any problem? And so the agent's like, no problem.
I love this, though. Like, he would be right bent out of shape by a $37 ticket.
Well, so considering what we pay him, that's like half a month's salary.
So you went right home and... Phone your insurance company.
My mother just happened to be in the house at the time. She was about to leave
for
work.
Did you start crying as soon as you saw your mother?
Mom, I didn't cry. I just went, Mom, I got a speeding ticket. And she's like, yo, what?
See, there's the difference. The last thing I would have done in that situation is call my insurance company. Because what was to be served by that? You know what I mean? Well, all you're doing is alerting them to it now. I'd have taken the tact, I'm not going to say a fucking word.
Yeah, but not everyone is lives on the outskirts of the law like you, caper boss.
Tell me you would have done that.
And I knew
I never would have called the insurance agent.
It's, why bring it up?
Remember, we're dealing with half man, half whatever kitten. sweet boy that he is.
I knew that our policy had a give and take. I just need you to know how.
But Fred's right. Last thing you want to do is alert insurance son. Insurance men. They don't need to know. They're going to see it. You just hope it becomes like a mess of paperwork and it doesn't affect your premiums.
No, but even if it doesn't, the thing is, it's not going to change. You calling them isn't going to change anything. It's still there. Mm-hmm. So the idea of the call was to say and do what?
No, to ask a question about it. It's like, what's our insurance policy like? And I asked her to explain the details of, you know, what kind of...
Yeah, well, they explained it. And then you know what they did? When they hung up, they put a little note on your file and went... Look for a speeding ticket.
Yeah, but that's assuming that I actually said that.
What did you say?
I actually asked her about all the details of the policy.
Oh, you called up just wondering, hey, just FYI. What's the information?
By the way, I've received my new insurance card. It is renewal month after
all. Do you not have
a
copy of your policy?
Well, we probably do, but it's buried in my mother's cabin most likely because it's family policy. It's
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't phone the insurance company.
Yeah.
Well, why would you do that?
And then there's more Phil to come. Apparently, Phil had to drive a friend to the hospital. Should we talk about our friend? One of our friends is missing a family member?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Should we talk about it or should we alert people? I don't even know. I mean, this is not a joke.
We don't have enough detail.
Well, I keep looking to see if he's emailed back. Do you have him on Facebook, Phil?
Let me see here. I don't know if I do.
Anyway, this is it's interesting. One of the first people I met. Do you want the lights on?
No, I'm good.
There's no name, no description.
Just let me explain what's going on here. One of the first people I met when I was just out in front of the studio, I guess about a month ago, right? I was hanging out there, and did you yell at me from across the street, or did you come across the street?
No.
Just give Carl a microphone.
I was on this side of the street.
Okay, sorry. Give Carl a mic.
I was on this side of the street.
So this is Carl, Fred, and he came over. I was out in front of the place, and he said, hey, Howard, I know you guys are moving in. I'm a photographer. He's like a professional. What do you do for what do you shoot?
I shoot just about everything. If it's people, I shoot it.
Like, are you like a guy on your own? Are you a freelancer? What do you do?
Yeah, no, it's my own. Anderson Creative is...
Anderson Creative, everybody.
Hey, thanks very much.
And you do like headshots to
headshots,
weddings to
business entertainment headshots, weddings, all that.
You know, we should introduce Carl to our boy Dan because maybe Carl would be
Dan
able to stand a rent, maybe inspire Dan to, you know, get out there and use some of his talent. And do you live across the street?
I do.
And is that where your studio is?
Well, no studio anymore. I used to have a studio in Liberty Village, and then,
yeah,
but everything I do is location now. So.
Good for you.
So you live in one of those townhouses right there?
I do, right across.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And do you like the neighborhood?
I love the neighborhood.
Yeah, me too.
Everything's here.
I love the neighborhood.
It's right off the highway.
No, that's my favorite part about it is Saturday morning I wanted to go out to the west end of the GTA there, Milton, and I was on the Gardner in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
It's great.
You timed it.
Just relative terms, okay?
Okay, well, you come up with 60 seconds. I'm thinking, oh, fuck, you must have timed it.
Okay, I got on the Gardner a very short time.
Okay? Oh, no, I guess if you'd have said I was on the Gardner in 48 seconds, that would have meant you timed it.
You know, if you want to fucking have a battle of who has more detail, I'm fucking ready.
Fucking. Anyway, sorry,
I just want to say one quick thing to Fred. Diwali.
Diwali!
Diwali Crowder!
Diwali!
So, were you a... had you heard us... during our latest incarnation, or did you just hear about us doing this?
I mean, I've been a fan of you guys for years, from going back to The Edge.
Sure, right. Obviously.
And then I knew of the podcasts, and I'm not a satellite subscriber, so I get you online where I can. But
yeah, well, we appreciate it.
I follow you on Facebook, so I was very well aware of all of the moves that were happening.
Well, I love the neighborhood. I've talked about it a lot in the show. I had a little break-in last week, kind of a drag.
Sorry about that.
Not a big deal. You know, stole some stuff from my car, but, you know, that's life in the big city.
I've never had that.
Yeah, I know, because it's me.
No, because you're not cursed and
doomed. Yeah, you're not cursed.
No, you're on the north side of the street. I'm on the south side. That light is a bitch. They don't want
to. There's some mean streets over here, son.
Carl.
Yes.
To back up a bit, you might want to spread your cheeks a bit and get yourself some satellite radio. It's the best deal going. And then you would be able to hear Humble and Fred live. Oh, get her done.
Wow.
Come on.
Get her done, my friend.
Well done.
Get her done.
It's cheap.
Anderson Cooper?
What about him?
No, it's Anderson Creative. What about him? That guy's last name is Anderson.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't make that connection. You look at me and say Anderson Cooper.
No, I was trying to remember.
What about him? Something to do with the election?
Anderson Photography 360. Thank you very much. So Carl's going to... I apologize because he was messaging me this morning like at 5-something. And I'm like, sure, come on over and take some pictures. And next thing you know, we're texting like teenagers. And finally I said, dude, I got to stop texting you.
No, no.
I'm trying to...
He walked in and you gave him shit. Everybody heard it. Everyone heard that.
No, I'm a bad guy.
When
I'm
he walked in, you gave him shit for Carl, trying to be a friend.
You know what? Seriously, you're such a... Okay. Yeah, I gave him shit.
But you left the door open. So
I did. You know, that was... I guess maybe it came off like I was giving him shit.
Well,
but
you
I was
said, Carl, enough. Stop texting me.
Because
it was on the show.
And this is that's what I'm giving you some context now. It was a bit of a joke between guys. Don't you joke with other guys?
I joke.
No, you don't. Because you're such a...
No.
You get so...
I'm just saying that sounded a little bristly and it leaves the wrong impression.
All right. Well, where that came from is that Carl texted me 19 times in the last half hour.
Carl, you asshole.
That's not what I said. Why do you always do? Why do you paint me? Well, I guess I'm a horrible person.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Mm-mm. Okay. Anyway, Carl, go ahead and take pictures. Carl's going to take some shots.
Carl, we got some bagels for you.
We got bagels from Ray. Phil drove someone to the hospital. Someone we know on the show's brother's gone missing.
We need more detail.
Gosh, it's like CSI this week.
You know what I mean?
I could be... look at this. You got to see what picture Kyle. Kyle, where'd you get that picture?
Just Googled it.
It's one of my favorite pictures. It's on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
Not right this second, no.
Okay. I love this picture. It's one of my favorite pictures of Fred and I. Can you get that and put it on our Facebook
sure.
page?
Yeah.
What is it? Where is it? How is it?
We were at... One of the sweetest gigs we ever had was we were doing a bunch of remotes... to open the, this is how old we are, when all the real Canadian superstores came to the GTA, you and I.
Was it the hat ones?
It's the ones wearing these dopey, stupid hats. Yeah. We just, honestly, we look like we're special needs. We look like we got dropped off at the store and stood in front of the Humble and Fred morning sign.
We were special needs. We needed the potato wedges, the chicken.
That's
the
right.
Ribs.
All we would do is we were given money and quite a bit of it for 4 hours to go on the air twice an hour.
Right.
And in between, all we did was eat all their ready-made food.
Because it was the supercenters and they had just started up and they...
Oh, yeah, they had the meals to go and everything.
And they so wanted us to try the prepared food, so we talk about it, and okay, almost like to remember. Come on, have this, have that.
So we were eating, the one thing I remember. You remember? It's funny what you remember. You remember potato wedges. I remember the bacon wrapped sausage things.
Oh yeah.
But there we would be, and I was eating them with my hands. Mm-hmm. We'd be, and someone would come up, hey, I'm a big fan. I'd be like, nice to meet you. And I've got bacon grease and. Animal fat. Anyway.
Oh, those were the days.
Can you grab that photo?
Absolutely.
Because it's a great one. Anyway, thanks, Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle, I want to apologize to you and the rest of the listeners for being bristly when Carl came in. Because he really only wanted the best for us. I try and be a good man, but, you know, I guess my little jokey joke came off as, and I apologize to everybody. So
let's get it and replay it.
Am I just,
when he walked in and you went, Carl, you did enough already.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a dick.
Who are these
you
texts?
Wince. No, I'm not saying
no, you know, you are.
I'm just saying you don't
want right.
You leave the wrong impression.
Right now, you're leaving the wrong impression.
What is that?
It's the impression you're leaving is that you're not a man of fun. Okay, you're trying to... Fuck, I got to turn the heat off earlier, man, because
it is
hot in here.
I want to protect your rep.
Yeah, protect this rep, son. Coming to Wally in my pants. All right, we'll take our first break. And come back. This spiritual guy's coming in here, Anthony Akab. And I'm curious to see how Stan reacts when we have a couple black kittens from Toronto SPCA. He'll be fine, won't he?
I would hope so. I don't know. I haven't seen him around kittens.
He's a sweet
before.
Boy. I mean... And I'll tell you about my tour of the GTA with my buddy from Moose Jaw.
who was in town yesterday. And I'm going to challenge you, Mr. Patterson, on the following statement. Nothing we do gets any response. Mm-hmm. Come back in a second and find out what we're talking about on Humble and Fred Radio. Around the world at humbleandfredradio.com.
I'm Nick Goliath.
I'm Jason Goliath, and we are
Goliath and Goliath. And you're listening to Canada Laughs on Sirius XM.
Canada Laughs, Sirius XM.
Yeah, yeah. It's Humble and Fred Radio, Sirius XM. I would say we're advocates for Sirius XM. We always talk about how great it is.
Definitely.
Now,
and even if we weren't associated, because of the association and what I have found out, I would be a subscriber.
So we talked about this new holiday music channel starting tomorrow. There's another channel I like. I haven't checked it out too much. It's called POTUS.
Yes.
And it's all about
President
politics.
Of the United States.
Yeah,
that's what that stands for.
Really? Mm-hmm. What does it stand for?
President of the United States. I thought maybe you didn't know that.
Anyway, there's lots of political talk. The next couple of weeks are going to be even more interesting. Couple of interesting developments in the Trump versus Hillary Clinton wars. But first, let's take a second, Freddie, and talk about the good folks, the fine people at FYI Music News.
Let it go.
Come on. Is yours running slow here? FYI Music News, a journal about Canada's music industry. They have a career section there. If you want to get involved in the music industry and you think, hey, that could be a career for me, go to fyimusicnews.ca and check out their career section. They have all sorts of comments, editorials, track of the day, so you can find out exactly what's going on almost instantly, what's being released across the country. And, of course, it's your shot. 2016 underway right now. If you have a band, you're a solo artist, and you want to share in $50,000 in total prizes, enter now. FYIMusicNews.ca. By the way, that It's Your Shot bit, it's on the right-hand side. You can't miss
it. And check it out.
Right on.
Sometimes when I think of Squatty Potty, I don't know why I think
my
of this song.
All filled with water and nice fluffy suds, and I've got my...
Hang on.
Then I... All day.
Oh, yeah, I think of this song. Ow. Squatty Potty, Squatty Potty, you're the one. You make poop time oh so fun. Squatty Potty, I'm awfully fond of you. Fred, I haven't had a non-Squatty Potty party in some time. In fact, I was downstairs here on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I felt an urge. And because of our beautiful listener-funded bathroom and the Squatty Potty wonder, mm-hmm. I was able to evacuate in the proper manner. And really, it's one of those things. It's like you talked about several times, the wheels on a suitcase. Mm-hmm. Once you have wheels on a suitcase, why would you have anything else? Why would there ever be any other way to cart around your stuff? Well, this is the same thing mm-hmm. as the Squatty Potty. Once you do it, you won't ever want to do it any other way again. The Squatty Potty is available, and here's the thing. I mean, Humble and Fred Hundy Pease, you already know all the reasons you should have one. Mm-hmm. If there's any, I would say this. If there's any amongst you that hasn't already gone to Canadian Tire, Bed Bath or Beyond, Amazon.ca, or SquattyPotty.com, if you haven't already done it, Christmas is coming up in a couple months.
Hold on a second there, Phil.
And what's it works that? As a great Christmas present as well.
You know, you might want to get that. I don't even know. They're so cheap, it's ridiculous. It's, what, $35, $30, $38, something like that. And think about how many times you're going to be using it over the next 365 days.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
Squatty potty.
Squatty potty, squatty people.
Get
potty
one,
potty.
Use one, be one. Mm-hmm.
So I've just been invited to have dinner at my ex-wife's for Halloween tonight.
Why?
Why was I invited?
No, it just happens to be on Halloween that she's invited you for dinner. It's not a Halloween dinner.
No, I think in her neighborhood, they're definitely a bunch of kids. They're going to be handing out candy.
Oh.
So the invitation says, do you want to come for an interrupted Halloween candy dinner? I said, yes, I do. Hanging around with my kids or one of my kids and being around the family. I do things like that. You know, I have a heart.
Same with me. My homestead in Brampton, I'm shutting her down tonight when kids go by my house, which might be half a dozen. That's been the recent history.
Yeah.
My house will be dark. Mine will be one of those houses when I was a kid, I used to curse the people. How could they do this
on Halloween? Dare you.
How could there be lights off and nobody home? That's ridiculous. But I'll be in Georgetown watching my grandkitties enjoy their Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this young comedian, Gerald Seinfeld?
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Carl like that. This Gerald Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Jerry has a great bit. It's an old one, too. And, I won't bother going to get it. But the point of his bit is, as a kid, when you find out what Halloween is, actually, the way he starts it is interesting, because he talks about this premise of when you're a child, in, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, your whole life is basically the pursuit of candy. Mm-hmm. You're always like, where can I get the candy? Where's the candy? Who's got the candy? His Seinfeldian manner. Mm-hmm. And then he says when he first realized that on Halloween, everyone was giving you the candy. Mm-hmm. And it's so true that it's almost mind-blowing as a child. Mm-hmm. Because your whole life is about getting candy. When can I have some candy? Mom and Dad, can I? And then on this one day, everybody gives it to you. And it's really well done. And then he talks about the costumes with the elastics and all the things. But it's just the premise that it's such a great thing for a kid. And then you get older, and we've talked about this before, our kids, it's great when you see Halloween through the eyes of a child. It's so much different. You get to experience it again, and then it goes away. Mike Boone was talking about, because of his sort of two sets of kids, one of his children is retiring from Halloween this year, just as one of his other child's
is entering
Halloween.
No, I know.
And so, but it's similar for you, too, because you're going to get to experience Halloween now with your grandkids.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's, and on Saturday they had some kind of a Halloween parade on the main street of Georgetown, and Delise, that's my wife, went over there with Melanie, and they walked the kids up and down. And somewhere along the line, Baby John got candy. And Delise said it was funny, because then he kept trying to find excuses why they would have to stop. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted the candy, right? Like, he knew this bag of this candy, and his mom had it. And it was, Mom, can we stop right now? I'm tired. But he just wanted to be able to sit down so he could have a piece of candy. Because I guess nowadays you don't let kids walk with candy. They might choke to death, of course. Something could happen.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Why are you so against childproofing?
Bubble wrapping.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If you had Baby John with you, would you let him walk and eat candy?
Oh, probably not now, because I'm freaked out. But turn the clock back 25 years, it wouldn't have entered my mind.
No kidding.
Now you're just so conditioned to all the horrible things that could happen at any given moment, you're freaked out.
I look back. I think about this. Why did our parents hate us? Yeah, fuck walking with candy. Mm. You could eat candy off the ground.
Yeah.
And if you were encouraged.
They'd be glad if you found it on the ground. They wouldn't have to buy it.
Exactly.
I was a human ghost Zamboni.
It would be like this. Yeah. Howard, look, there's a piece of sponge toffee.
Yeah.
But, Daddy, it's in a bit of puddle of what looks like oil. It's okay for you. Just take it off and eat it.
You want bubble gum? There's a ton stuck to the sidewalk. You stupid bastard.
That's right. Why did our parents hate us? Hey, you fucking idiot. You want some gum? Let me get some from underneath this Chinese food table. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I'll go over there. I'll hang out. I like to... The only thing about Halloween is everybody coming into the door, the dog gets all freaked out.
One thing I will say about Halloween, when I was a kid, what percentage? So you get, I used to take a pillowcase out. Did you too? Was that your bag? Okay.
That was my bag. Now my bag looks like a pillowcase.
What percentage of that candy? Because remember, you'd get it home and you'd dump it all out. What percentage was actually like, good?
This 10, is great. 10 to 18%. 22 max. I don't know. What percent?
No,
was...
I would say less than half, because yeah. a lot of people back then used to give out the orange Kiss candies, or they'd make little popcorn balls that would fall apart in your goddamn bag.
And they wrap it in the Saran wrap.
And all this like, other oh. shit. Nowadays, I say, based on what I've seen, people are lazy, they're busy, so they won't buy the little chocolate bars and the neat stuff. I would say we're up around 80, 90% now that what's in that bag is actually like... This is good. I'm going to enjoy
this. Did you ever have those people?
I'm going to enjoy this shit.
Did you ever have the people in the neighborhood that made their own shit?
Own. That's what I said, like popcorn balls.
Popcorn balls.
Or bad taffy apples.
Taffy shit.
Or like brownies and
you know,
candy
or
apples.
And some people would just, you know, like a candy apple, the red that was around them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people would just have that on a stick. No, not even a goddamn apple.
Like it's just a wad of candy coating.
Yeah.
What about the people that... There was always somebody that gave out, like, a toothbrush or some shit. You just wanted to say, what the fuck is your problem? Why do you hate children?
There was a guy on my street that worked for Coca-Cola, and every year he would give out cans of Coke.
Not bad.
Yeah, but I'm thinking nowadays that would be a no-no, because they might throw them at each other or something.
they might drink one while they're walking.
Oh yeah, you can. Well, you're giving out Coke? Call the police.
That's sugar.
Yeah. That is sugar. Anyway. So that's what I'm going to do for Halloween. That's funny because my accent is different than yours.
You know, what do you mean?
Well, I was reading somewhere in the last month. I don't know. I hope I didn't say it on the air because I'm starting to repeat myself. But I was reading about the way that Canadian accents developed, that American accents developed, that the Midwest of Canada, where I'm from, has more of a flat Midwestern American accent. Mm-hmm. And you, being an Easterner, like you say Halloween, I say Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bunch of words over the course of knowing you as long as I have that you say differently.
Right.
And I hear a lot of people who were born here say them the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting.
But it's spelled H-A, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Halloween. It would be Halloween, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you Halloween. Pronounce it Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but H-A-L-L is Hall in our thing. But in that text, it should be Hal.
Well, no, because but I mean, you're probably, I'm not even saying right or wrong.
No,
I just
noticed
that your accent is different than mine. Mm-hmm. Because you're a stranger.
It's like
you're a stranger to me.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave Jukes, that's my brother's best buddy. They were friends in high school. They went to Europe together. They lived in Israel for a year. One of my distant cousins, an Israeli fellow who has now passed away, Dave Jukes named his son after this guy. So he's been a family friend of ours for my whole life. Do you have a family friend from your whole life? A friend of your brother's? Do you have one? Trying to make this relatable for you?
A friend of my brother's that I would still interact with? No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, I've lived a different life. I'm from out of town. Everybody I know is from out of town. So anyway, my brother's friend came in, and we had talked on Friday. I'm bringing it up because on Friday I basically said to you guys, what do you suppose I should do with him? And I was thinking of taking him to the CN Tower. And you said, oh, why would you want to spend $40? Blah, blah, blah. And I thought,
look out the plane, I said.
Look out the plane.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, yesterday was kind of an overcast day, so there wasn't much to see looking out the plane. The cloud level was around 3,000 feet. I know that because I used to fly airplanes.
How convenient was that?
Well, I was going to take him to the tower, and then I went online yesterday morning, and you know what they're asking now? It's a $60 cheek spreader.
For 60
a person?
Per person.
And what do you get for $60?
Yep, the up and down, buddy.
That's it?
You
no.
better get
for the up and down.
No hand work. No prostate exam.
And no woman.
No woman, no cry.
No. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
How can they justify that?
I don't know. So I did take him for a tour. You know, you saw him briefly this morning. He said I took him for a tour of places I've lived. But in actual fact, I just took him from the airport. We headed into Oakville. I wanted to show him Glen Abbey because, you know, he's a bit of a golfer. I said, hey, we took him to Glen Abbey. I took him down into the Champions locker room. You see all the famous names. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, went into Oakville. Then we came into the city. So we sort of toured areas I've lived. And then we went into downtown Toronto. Went into Chinatown, took him around Yonge and Bloor,
I took him into the Kensington Market. Because, you know, he's a guy in his, you know, early 60s, and he and my brother would have been part of that hippie generation, and we went into a dispensary. And, you know, he's a guy, like a lot of those people in the 60s, where marijuana was, you know, on the, you know, everything was on the down low, and there we were in a place in Toronto where you can just go, I'll have some of that, and I'll have some of that as well. So that was kind of neat. We had some to eat in that neighborhood, and then basically hung out here in the Etobicoke West End of Toronto area for the evening.
Did you show him in your house on Windermere?
I did.
Did you pull up and knock on the door and ask to go in?
I did not. Oh. That's a moose jaw. You don't do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that in Toronto.
You don't do that in the big city, man.
I probably told. Did I tell you that story? No. Moose jaw. We pull up in front of his house he grew up in. We get out of the car. We knock on the door and ask if we can go walk through it.
I did that 2 weeks ago at my old house in New Brunswick.
No, which is true, and it blew me away. I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty bold, but it's what you do. Yeah. But really, if you asked that in Toronto, it would be like 911. 911. They're trying to get in my house somehow.
You know, I don't know, but then I probably couldn't. I don't. But the thing is, that home has no significance to me. I lived in it for like 15 months, maybe. But it's funny seeing our city through the eyes of somebody who lives in a smaller city. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Amanda Barker's here, everyone. Look at that. Sweet. How you feeling, by the way?
Better, thank you. Not 100%, but I'm better.
Because that is the diagnosis of ulcer. Is that what it is?
That is the diagnosis. Do you want me to tell you something really gross?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Last night, I think it's because the meds they put me on last night, I literally shit the bed.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Marco really loved that.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Did it just fall out or did you fart and juice
I
came out?
I thought it was a fart. It was one of those.
And juice
I'm
came
sorry.
Out.
I'm sorry.
And how bad was it? Like, so you had
to
get out.
I made it to the
bathroom. Yeah, but did you have to get up and like take the sheet off the bed and everything?
Yeah. Oh.
Let me ask you this.
Brand new mattress.
Hey, everybody. Come to... Don't forget the Monday special at Webback Charlie's. Amanda Barker has sampled some of our new menu items.
Yep, corn and more corn.
Corn
yep.
Salsa.
Was this a conscious fart, or were you asleep when you farted, or were you
no,
awake and
I was
thought,
awake. I was awake just and try. Texting.
So you were texting, you're thinking, oh, I feel a little rumbling in my tummy. Maybe I'll pass some wind.
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
What time was this?
Like 9-ish, 10-ish.
So we're less than 11 hours away from having you having shit yourself.
Yeah. But give yourself a break. That's sort of gray area. I would say you were in bed, but it was still the evening.
Brown area. Yeah.
Right?
It was still the evening, yeah.
It was a brown area.
It's not like you woke up in the middle of the night and felt, what's that?
And then was rolling around like an incontinence thing.
No. Like, yeah, you weren't rolling around in a pool of your own stool.
To be fair, I ran.
Yeah. Was Marco in bed with you when this happened?
Yeah.
So what did you say to Marco? Yeah. Oops.
I just shit the bed. What I said.
Oh, he must love you.
No.
Did you say, Marco, I've got some good news and some bad news.
No, he didn't know what was going on because I bolted to the
bathroom.
It's a present
were
for
you
the
wearing underwear at the time?
No, but I had on my jammies.
So it made its way through the jammies?
So you shit the jammies?
Sure. It went right through the jammies.
They're very porous.
What's that?
Jammies are very porous, so the shit would easily get through.
It was yoga pants
full of poo.
So they yoga contained poo. It.
You know what, Costco? They have great deals on adult diapers.
Yeah, yeah. It might be time.
Do you know that because of a friend?
Yeah, it depends.
If this problem of yours is ongoing.
I used to have to wear them because I was a bedwetter, too. Guys.
Oh, fuck. In your adult life?
No, but I was old enough.
Nothing sexier than my wife. She peepees my wife peepees and poopoos.
Do you?
So,
this this might be Crohn's or colitis or something.
No, it's the, you know, no. Here's what happened. She is on, I examined, this is my patient. Mm-hmm. We thought we might be looking at a hiatal hernia.
Yeah.
It turned out that there might be some ulceric activity.
There might be some other things going on, too.
They give her some medication. The medication rumbles in the stomach.
What about diverticulitis?
I don't know what that is.
Little pockets in your intestine.
Oh, for
I can't
sakes,
believe
I
we have that. Spoken extensively on the show about diverticulitis.
And what happens? Stuff gets caught there and then it's literally like ferments or something, then becomes painful.
Christ. Gross.
Oh, really? Grosser than I shit my pajamas?
What was Marco's reaction? Was he very understanding or like, oh, fuck, we've come to this?
Yeah, we're already there.
Marco's like, wow, I was kind of thinking I might get lucky tonight, but I guess getting lucky now means not getting shit on.
Yeah.
Clear it out for the back passage.
That's what it is.
I'm clean.
It's like, clean. Hey, Marco, did you get lucky last night? Yeah, my wife shit herself and I didn't get any on me.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you at the hospital? Fuck. There's so many things that happened, but one of the things, the doctor looks at me and said, I have to ask you a question. What color are your pubes? And I went, what? What? She said, what color are your poos? But I heard pubes.
Pubes.
And for like moments, I was like, that can't be. What? Is someone
maybe it's
filming
one of those
me?
Maybe it's one of those doctors that reads pubic hair color as an indication of your health, like from the jungle.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, they kept thinking I was pregnant and they kept saying I was pregnant. She goes, well, how do you know you're not pregnant? I'm like, because he came on my tits. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, let's just review if we can. We've had Barker on for, I think, less than 6 minutes.
Hi,
and
Anthony.
Already we have heard about every type of fluid.
Poo.
We've got poo, pee, and now jizz.
Marco, don't say I never brought you content,
Marco
guys.
Jizz is what we're discussing now.
But that's so naive. You know that there's something called pre-ejaculation.
Pre-cum, I know.
That could get onto one of your
egglets.
Well,
if I had a baby, I shat it out last night, guys.
Oh,
I'm still concerned about the doctor. What if that's an area of medicine that I'm not aware of where they find out your malady based on your pube color?
Honestly, it was like someone was filming me. I'm like, you
want to know?
It was like 3 a.m. and I'm looking at her going,
Amanda,
really?
Amanda, let me just do a physical examination and I'm going to need to know the color of your pubic hair.
I was like, none?
None?
I don't know.
Bare
what are you
skin?
Asking? Is there stray gray? I don't know.
When you realized what she was asking, what was your response to what color are your poops?
I was like, normal color, brownish? I don't know. Mm. What the fuck? Question is that?
Well, it can literally run the rainbow. Considering what's wrong with you.
Well, and I was going to say, next time you could just answer by showing her your pajamas,
mm-hmm.
just spreading it open.
Fucking Ray and Carl killing themselves. anyway, Barker, good seeing you.
Yeah, hi.
great, always great hangs.
Hard weekend, guys.
Always great hangs. Buddy, I texted you, I don't know, a bunch of times. I was worried about you.
I had to do a whole photo shoot.
I did a phone call. I did a text.
You did phone call. And I
follow up with my people.
I did nothing.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but you're... But
I know, thank you.
You know, but the thing is, you don't have to do anything because you're universally beloved. I got to try 10 times harder than you, and yet nothing.
Well, maybe you should take my attitude.
Sure, what's that?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, good. See, exactly. That's, well, that works for you because it obviously is. It's not working for
me. No, but
I
feel bad because they're, you know, I mean, you and Amanda dine together and socialize together. I guess that has forged a different type of relationship. But over the weekend, I didn't once think of messaging her to see
how
she was.
Well, you did message me because I messaged you saying, where's the show? And you said, I asked Phil today.
So, yeah, the show did not, the show never got posted.
Until Saturday.
Yeah.
Did it?
It's
yeah,
weird
Saturday.
Because
Saturday morning.
See, it's funny. I guess you know I have to try harder than you because when you walked in, I went, "Hey, how was the, you know, weekend?" Because I knew you were taking the dock out, but I remembered that. But I have to because I'm not universally beloved. What do you mean?
What is it about me that everybody just loves me? I don't get that.
I don't know. Nothing we do gets any response. Oh, by the way, we should get Anthony on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what Fred said. Nothing we do gets any response. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on Facebook. Nothing gets any response. I tell you what does get response, though. You know what's getting response? The Mitsubishi Motor Company. Mitsubishi Motors of Canada, one of this show's amazing sponsors. Stay here for FreshBooks. I'm telling you, that's coming up in a second. You excited?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's keep away. Let's keep any more of your bodily.
It's all out now, guys.
The other day,
I fucking love you so much, Parker. It's not even funny.
Why your tits? Anyway.
Why not? Seriously.
Because my tits can't get
pregnant.
Hey.
All right. Come on, Barker.
Mitsubishi.
Pause.
Yes.
All right. Music. Break. Now proceed. You know, I was driving, I forget where it was the other day. It was through Brampton, and I noticed this nice-looking little SUV thing. And I'm, what is that?
What?
I'm on. That looks cool. You know what it was? It was a 2016 Mitsubishi Outlander. Great-looking vehicle, I'll tell you. Sporty SUV, but very sporty. And, you know, this would come with a 10-year warranty if you were to purchase
the Mitsubishi Outlander. That 10-year warranty is ridiculous.
No, it is. It's unbelievable. It's your powertrain warranty. Really, unrivaled in the industry. And again, gives you great confidence in buying these products because they stand behind it. You feel good when you drive off the lot. Mitsubishi. Go to MitsubishiMotors.ca and read all about them. You can actually build a car right on that site.
Yes, you can. And if you're in the GTA, go to GTAMitsubishi.ca. Fred asked me a question this morning. It's this true story. He said, hey, have we changed the address on our invoices? I'm like, no, I have not.
Oh, well, we have to do that.
And the thing about FreshBooks is it's so easy to do.
So easy.
You don't have to make a big to-do about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to FreshBooks.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, Barky Barkster.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get some people to sign up for this. Like, I don't know, why isn't the whole world doing this? Because it's the simplest way to conduct your business. Small business accounting software that makes billing painless. Why is billing so painful? I'll tell you why. Because you bill people, you don't even know what the hell. What does it mean?
Billing's like shitting the bed, man. It can be very, very difficult, or you can make it easy on everybody.
Billing is like shitting the bed. That's great.
Right?
Powerful features organized in the cloud, like shitting the bed. Ridiculously easy to use, FreshBooks.com. Make sure you try it for free on us. Go to FreshBooks.com/8H, the word and then the letter F.
Guys, please sign up. You don't have to put a credit card in for that first month.
It's crucial.
So just go for it. Check it out. Just check it out. You don't know how it's going to help you until you go in.
And now please welcome the co-founder of I'm Academy.
I am Academy.
He is a spiritual healer, a Reiki practitioner, a life activation practitioner. He's a bit of a show-off, if you ask me.
Not true.
He does a lot of cool shit.
He's just cool.
St. Anthony Acab. Is it
yes.
Acab?
Yes. Acab.
Yes.
Acab.
Acab. Yes, Acab.
Anthony Acab.
From my accent, guess where I'm from? Within Toronto.
Say again?
Within Toronto, guess where I'm from?
I'm going to say Scarborough.
North York.
I don't know.
Freddie, guys?
The Junction.
Junction. Pretty close. The armpit of the Junction. Not the armpit of the Junction, a little bit further east. Chrissy Pitts area.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you've got a very Chrissy Pitts bluer kind of accent.
Chrissy Pitts in the house, fellow Chrissy Pitzer.
Just get right on the microphone.
That's right. Thank you for having me this morning.
Now, you're very welcome. You know, we want to talk a lot about what you do, but one of the things that we thought we would have you in on, this being Halloween and such, did Amanda explain the situation with the moving carpet?
No, she had not.
I didn't. I actually didn't know about it when I came to him.
Well, we've solved it, but we think maybe it would be. Now, one of the things you do is you check out whether the place is haunted. Well, does this place seem haunted to you?
Does this particular place?
Yeah. Does it have a good vibe?
The vibe is pretty good. You guys have been doing a great job of lightening the load. Well, the thing being, everything is about
vibration. She lightened the load last night in her pants.
That's right. The thing is, it's all about vibration. Everything is a vibration, regardless if it's physical and or if it's unseen, just energy in general. And people do all these different things to raise vibration. So it could be just through conversation, and you could lift someone's spirit, lift someone's energy up, right? You guys do a great job of that. You guys have been doing it for decades, and fun, amazing job doing that. Whereas it's not necessarily a ghost. It could sometimes be just energy. So much like when you walk into a room, you know when a fight just happened or a laugh just happened and you're wondering what did I just miss or someone just talked about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves imprints. We leave imprints in places. So much like when we've had relationships, be it romantic or just platonic, when a relationship's over, you notice that you have a hard time going to the same places that you used to hang out.
Mm.
It's almost like your ghosts are there or your energy imprints are there. So you have to find new places. You gotta shift things around.
I dig it, man. I dig it, brother.
And so it's not always necessary that this area feels pretty good. It's fairly new. I know this is a fairly new building.
If you have time after the show, could you come up and see what the vibe's like in my bedroom?
Just
a quick checkup.
I think you said you guys have done a pretty good job of lightening the load.
Well, I mean,
lightening the load. Did you say?
Well,
what could we have possibly done in 2 weeks to do that?
Just the fact that what you do in the show and how much joy you bring within each other and spreading it outwards affects the energy in the space.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so much like people are saying that you know people love you, right, Fred?
Yeah. And they don't love him.
Where I'm the opposite. I'm a big fan of, bigger fan of Humble over Fred. I'm apologizing.
Don't say that.
No, that's
don't
fine.
Say that.
That's fine.
Because you know what? No one's ever said that.
No one's ever said that. Nope. I'll be the first.
Thank you.
I remember even the clips of when you guys used to do stuff on Speaker's Corner back in the day, and like those little blurbs. Oh, sorry, I'm going a little off topic.
That's fine. No, go on.
Howard needs this.
So the thing being, the two main things in life usually are.
No, he's not talking about me. He's talking about the show.
No, but he said he likes you more than me. He says,
but it's only happened once in 30 years.
All right.
Are you going to be okay?
It's happened. Eat it up.
Are you going to fucking cry?
I'm not crying. Jesus. I'm fucking gleeful.
Are you?
I'm hoping to be remembered for that.
Let me ask you something.
Sure that.
Yeah.
We thought we had a ghost.
Okay.
It turns out, what happened? Have we described this carpet thing? I think we did a couple weeks ago. The carpet kept moving, and we thought, that's pretty odd, because it was moving in.
Yeah.
In the space of minutes, the carpet would move a couple inches, and it turns out it's the chair.
Oh,
we figured
chair.
It out.
Okay.
But at first, we thought, maybe this fucker's haunted, and I'm getting out of here.
Okay.
Every time Phil is in the chair, I mean, Phil's over 200 pounds, and he rolled back in the chair. He literally pushed the carpet across, because when no one was here, it wouldn't move.
Right. Okay. So over the weekend, we've now determined we don't have a ghost, but it's not...
Which
still
is disappointing, by the way.
Exactly, because we thought that would be a bit, and we could get someone to sponsor it.
Well, here's the thing. Surprisingly, even though we're not aware of it, we're always surrounded by ghosts, constantly. But the thing being, most of the ghosts are they don't want to bother anyone. So they live in cohesion with us and just live amongst us, and they just do their thing. It's when they're upset and angry that they try to get our attention. They do things, they'll shift things, things go missing. You might... there might be some strange feelings in a room, sometimes change in temperature or pressure. It's perceived in different ways. But it's like one of those things where you know that someone's watching you, looking at you.
The only weird thing is, and this is true.
What's that?
At 3:30 this morning, without touching any of the remotes in my room, my Star Choice receiver turned on, cycled, and turned off.
What?
You tell me what that's all about.
Because they're updating it, probably.
That's exactly what I thought.
Okay, so let me ask you.
I thought, fucking, is that a fucking...
But that's it. Isn't that a... Isn't that
it's Halloween and this is happening.
I'm telling you, I looked up at 3:32. I could hear it start. It sort of makes this whirring noise. And I was like, the fuck's going on? Then the lights go on, and then it turned off.
I had a very similar situation. But in my particular case, it was when... what had happened was... My grandfather had passed, and I was with him during his deathbed. And before he had passed, he mentioned a lot of different things.
Mostly did you buy the deathbed at Sleep Country?
No, we had it. We had it.
Sleep Country, Canada. Why buy your deathbed anywhere else?
Hey, fuck, if you're going to die, I want you to be in a nice bed.
Be comfortable.
Exactly. If you're not using a Sealy mattress.
Die right supported.
Now, right now, deathbeds are on sale until... No, we can't. We cannot do that.
Deathbed sale for
Is
Halloween.
Is that Michaela?
Yeah.
Hi, Michaela.
Hi, darling.
Sorry that Stan barked at you. Where are the kittens?
No, it's in your notes.
No, she's not bringing kittens?
It's in your notes.
Good. I know. Stan won't freak out. No. At what point can I ask a profound question? Are we...
You can't
answer this yet? Or,
no, I just want to add one
your
thing.
Grandfather, yes.
So what had happened was he'd said that before he passed, he'd watch after me because he knew I could feel and sense spirits and energies. And so one night, I felt totally alone and abandoned. I had hit rock bottom, and I was in my mid-20s, and I was sitting there in my room thinking, where are you? You said you're going to be here. And all of a sudden, my volume on my stereo started going up and down in volume and crackling, and I could see the knob actually twisting. It was old receivers. And I was freaking out, looking around saying, am I sitting on the remote? Something going on?
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Did you think to yourself, how stoned am I?
that came across as well too. I thought at the time, actually, no, I was sober. I do admit, prior to that, because I was confused about all these energies and what I was perceiving, I did used to self-medicate as a youth.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I used to do it as a youth.
Which a lot of kids are doing these days. Like, unfortunately, they may be looked at as being depressed, have anxiety, ADHD, and whatnot. But
so back to the knob turning.
Yes.
Okay.
So the crazy thing was, after that happened, I called out, "Is that you? What's going on?" Everything got silent. I got very still. I was bawling at the time. I stopped crying. The crazy thing was, even following that, I went to see some friends afterwards telling the story in their condo, and the same thing started happening while there. The first time ever while...
And they saw it too?
And they saw it too, and they're looking at me like I did a trick.
Nothing like endorsement, yeah.
No. And the same time, the second time around, I told the story again. It happened again for the third time, and it didn't repeat since, but it was the craziest thing because it very rarely happens with other people around. So, the thing being, the frequencies I'm talking about, it's very difficult for ghosts to kind of get our attention. It's similar to the movie Ghost, where he's working on trying to push that penny or trying to get her attention. Patrick Swayze's Ghost. Similar to the movies like The Others or Sixth Sense, the ghosts don't realize that they are dead. They see their physical body. They can feel their physical body. And so it takes time to get through.
Are you saying that I'm dead? Is that what I'm feeling? Because I'm not 100% sure what's happening. May I ask you a profound question?
Let's try it.
It says here you're a life activation practitioner and guide.
Yes.
Is there any money in that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm just curious.
There is. There
it sounds like the kind of thing I could probably get into after this explodes.
Let me just explain. This particular modality, life activation, is almost like we upgrade our software on our computers, our laptops, our phones, and whatnot. But how often do we upgrade our own energy? Like our own, we have our mind, body, and spirit, or energy, some people call it. And we need to upgrade that sometimes.
Okay.
It has to be that switch. We know we don't have our full active, our brain's not fully active, our DNA is not fully active. So this is a very old ancient practice that dates 3,000 years
back.
Is that
what you do at the I Am Academy?
That's correct. That's one of the main modalities. And so what it does is it infuses light and starts working on the energy so that it starts to follow. What happens is if you activate the light into someone's spiritual DNA,
yeah,
it then mirrors everything, the spiritual and physical mirror, so that the spiritual DNA starts affecting the physical DNA.
So if a patient like myself comes to see you at this academy,
yes,
which I may or may not do, depending on how much you enjoyed this spot, my question is this. How do you do an assessment? Is it like going to see a chiropractor? Is it like going to see a Reiki practitioner? You say, this is what I think you need?
Partially, yes. So people come in.
Do
we
you
have
hook
a bit of a
up
talk.
Something to my head that has lights on it? Because I would really like that.
Unfortunately, no. I don't have any that type of technology.
Do you have
point.
A one of those helmets? I would like a helmet with lights on it.
Scientology will
thank
you.
You
up with that.
Could you get me clear? Because I'm very murky. Anyways, please, Anthony, continue.
Yes. Well, in part,
because I'm coming to see you soon.
And partly, I do this because there's a lot of people who are basically, they might be a little bit stuck. Or they might be have a habit or a pattern they're trying to break, and they know better logically, but they don't know how to make that shift, that change. And all it takes is a blend of three minds: your upper mind, your logical mind, your middle mind, which is your heart, and your gut. So you have to have those three things, when you have those three things in unison, it's a lot easier to make those choices and decisions once you have those three things in place.
What if you find out if somebody that you were potentially going to work on, like myself,
okay,
what if you found out that they, you know, might be masturbating too much? Would that be an issue?
Sorry, Michaela. Not talking about myself.
Would you say, you should probably stop that?
Well, the thing
is, I can't be stopped. Where I'm at right now, I feel like I can't go back.
Well, the thing being, what it comes down to is I try to teach everyone is that you're your own best teacher, your own best everything, your own best. Like, even if you don't believe in God, you could be your own best God. If you be your own best creator. So if you feel as though your masturbation is a little too much, then no one will tell you.
I don't feel it's too much, but I think I think about it sometimes, I go, I really should probably maybe stop doing this.
So if you're concerned, if you are concerned, your own internal voice will become louder say, you know what? It's not going to be external. It'll be internally saying,
I got to stop. I got to stop getting up in the middle of like a meal. And going, I really need to curb it.
Well, how frequent is that?
Who knows? Who knows, Anthony?
How much is too much?
You tell me.
Well, interesting thing, Howard. If you do pop on my place,
yeah. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk a little bit something on the side because there is some stuff that you could do to kind of.
Here's what I love, and I love guys who say this. Oh, I'm married. Don't need to do that. Really?
How about lessen, but make it more intense?
Okay.
Would you appreciate that more?
I love that. Okay.
Halloween. Why?
Yeah, Halloween. Nothing.
Why are you playing music?
Well, because at some point we need to start. We need to get some music on here.
Great tune.
Why? What do we?
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, somebody's watching me.
No, it's Halloween, back to the ghost thing. What I was going to ask you.
What's that?
Well, two things. When Howard talks about a masturbation, number one, who gets to be a ghost? Who decides they're going to be a ghost? Everybody who dies, are they potentially a ghost? So let's look at it this way. Howard's father, who is dead.
Okay.
If he was a ghost, could he be there watching Howard beat his meat, number one? And how embarrassing would that be? But generally speaking, like, is my mom, is my dad, are they all potential ghosts, or is it just a select few that get to become ghosts?
Okay. For the record, what I do is I actually, before I begin, I go, Lou, if you're around, you may not want to watch this.
And what's with the ghosts?
It's about to get weird up in here.
Why do they have to talk to you through turning up a stereo? Why can't they just say, hey, I'm here?
Great question.
Why can't they make direct contact?
So first thing being, ghosts do not care so much about the everyday things like
speaking.
Bodily functions and masturbation.
No, they don't.
So they will respect that privacy. That's a given. Like it's that's never a situation where that's an issue. Now, in regards to is everyone a ghost? Now, upon the moment of death, there is they've noticing that there is a slight difference in weight. I forgot the exact measurement, but
no, I've read that where they feel like the soul or the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the name of a movie.
11 ounces, something else.
But they measured that your body becomes some amount of lighter. Exactly.
Lighter, yes. So it's almost immediate, and you can also tell too that when you go to a funeral at an open casket during a wake, the person looks like they're asleep, but they don't look like the full selves. They look almost hollow.
They look dead,
right? Mm-hmm. They're dead. But they're lifeless, but it's very different than sleep.
That's the thing about a funeral. Sometimes they look dead.
So the thing being, when everyone passes over, it's not if, let's say that you come from a religious background. The ghost, the spirit of that person usually sticks around until the funeral. Mm-hmm. And then they cross over. Some traditions are a little bit longer than others, like Buddhists and whatnot. Now, the thing being, we always, as a human, we always have free will and free choice. We have choice. Now, when we pass, depending on the life you live, if you're really attached to your home or people and relationships, you have more things holding you here, and you don't think that there's another side or heaven or anything. So people tend to stick around for that. People, some ghosts who turn out to be ghosts, stick around because of they're worried about their family.
Or unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
Well, that explains it.
But others who are angry, or let's say with addictions, or mental illness and other things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes
they'll be a mentally angry ghost.
They'll sit and they will
torment,
and they will
completely
bug people and do different things. And and that's where it becomes a poltergeist.
It's funny. I have a ghost, I think, because sometimes if I'm very quiet upstairs, I hear this.
The magic ballsack. No, puff the magic ballsack.
Yeah, and it's weird because this ghost is saying to me, puff the magic ballsack. And I go, not now, ghost of Fred.
A ghost would be eternal, right? You're always there forever.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Oh,
you can, ghosts can stick around, but still always choose to go back.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So the thing being is that there's a light behind them. Hmm. There is a light usually behind them that they ignore. They usually move away from it. And they're so so amazed about being able to walk around and do everything they want to do limitlessly that they choose to stay that way. But then if all it takes is to remind them, saying, turn around, there's a light behind you. That's all it usually takes to go do it. For them to turn around and be like, wait a minute, I could cross over right now.
Aren't you proud of the fact that we're not playing Ghostbusters and we're not playing The Ghost in Me by the Psychedelic Furs? I want everyone to go to iamacademy.ca. Check out Anthony Acab, co-founder, and no, I'm serious. The golf season is about over. I'm right in the middle of transitioning between golf season and winter girlfriend / Tinder season, so I may have some time to work on my spiritual light.
Fantastic. I didn't answer your other question, though, regarding why is it so hard for them to
Yeah, but go ahead, Anthony. Can you answer it very quickly, because we're going to break
here. What question was that?
Very similar. You asked the question why they have a hard time connecting
good questions.
Us.
Pardon me?
Why they have a hard time like?
Oh yeah, why do they have to turn knobs and shit? Why can't they just say, hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya?
Well, like with anything, like I was saying about frequencies. Much like on radio, we have the AM and FM.
Yeah.
There are certain frequencies that we cannot perceive with our five sense physical senses.
Oh.
So we can only perceive with our
like
five.
A dog whistle.
Like a dog whistle, exactly.
We had lots of program directors that couldn't turn into our frequency over the years.
The funny thing is, I got all my training through the Modern Mystery School, and through that, we teach people how to be able to activate all five, ten senses so that you're able to
Anthony,
perceive those things on your
own. I apologize, too, but we got to run.
Thank you so much for your time.
Great to see you. And you went to the Magical Mystery Tour school?
No, the Modern Mystery
Modern
School.
Mystery.
You've
okay.
really helped us learn about ghosts today. Thank you, Anthony.
My pleasure.
And
thank you so much.
The best to you with the Reiki and the life activation and the guiding and the healing.
And let us know.
And well, sorry, one last thing. Here. If anyone has any issues in their home that they think that something's going on, sorry, there's one last thing. Take four bowls of water, put some sea salt in that water in the four corners. If things improve, then that's probably a sign that there's probably something in that room.
Okay.
Okay, so to kind of get them, and then you could call a professional, you could call myself, look me up, and then I could give a quick look at it and see what's going on.
Anthony,
all right, buddy,
I am Academy. Nice job, people.
Brother.
We got to get it.
You got it going.
We got to get it going. We have a quick break to take, live on SiriusXM around North America and around the world at humbleandfredradio.com. We'll come back in a second.
Hey, this is Kyle Kinane. You're listening to Canada Laughs.
Welcome back. What a pleasure to have you all along the Watchtower. Great to be with you on Canada Laughs. Have you put that picture of me and Freddie?
Yes, I have.
You know what? I realized as I was asking you to put that picture up that we probably put it up before. And I probably every time I see it, I go, oh, we should put that up on our Facebook. But sorry. It's one of my favorite pictures of you. And it's a decent picture of me and you. How do you like that?
That has to be what? 2004, maybe? Would you think?
Yeah, Superstore did open.
I was gassed in 05, so it had to be like around 04.
Early 2000s for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about our good friend, the retirement Sherpa, Tim Niblett. He's a portfolio manager. Did you know that?
With
Raymond James.
With Raymond James.
Yes.
Contact Tim, retirementsherpa.ca, and you know, he's liable to say to you, hey, let's have a conversation. Have you a financial plan? Are you on track for your goal? Do you wish to minimize your tax burden? Do you have an estate plan? Again, some of the questions Tim will ask you as you embark on a financial plan and setting yourself up for retirement and being responsible in your later years. Tim Niblett, the retirement Sherpa.
When is that?
In your later years.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, and you know what? It's never too early. It's never too late to look for a financial plan. Raymond James, yes. The retirement Sherpa, Tim Niblett. He's not going to be actually in for the next couple of weeks, but we will be in contact.
Yeah, for sure.
He's available anytime you need him.
Hey, kids. It's Halloween or Halloween. And that means, you know, like a lot of families. All right. I'll write Al Stewart.
It's no wonder.
Like a lot of families, kids are going to be out Halloweening tonight. And what a great idea that Pizza Pizza has. It has the Halloween fan favorite special. It's a large pizza. It's three toppings, three cooks. And it's only $13.99. I mean, come on, people. Large pizza, three toppings, three free Cokes. You can upsize to an extra large. I don't know what you'd pay, probably $30-$40.
Yeah.
But if you want to upsize a Pizza Pizza, it's another $3. Okay, you can score the savings and get those kids fed quite nicely before they go out Halloweening tonight.
My sister Liz actually walked into a Pizza Pizza over the weekend and found out about the big array of foods that they had. So she ordered some jalapeno poppers with her pizza.
Well, they're really good.
Absurd.
By the way, you can also get funnel cake sticks, which I recommend highly. I've had them before, and they are very satisfying. Satisfying and delicious.
Very delicious. Mm-hmm.
So I was saying before Barker went into her tirade about, you know, leaking out of her anus, that seeing And the only thing about yesterday that was disappointing is that it wasn't a sunny day like it is today. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, bringing, I've known this gentleman, you know, Dave Jukes and my brother are both the same age. They're 64. So I figured that, you know, I've known him. They were friends in high school. So I would have been 8 years old or so when my brother and he became friends. And I think of him as part of our family because he's just been around my life so much. And so it was kind of weird in a way, good way, but, you know, strange hanging around with him that long. Because normally I only ever see him in the context of visiting my brother.
Right.
Like I saw him this summer at the wedding in Calgary. And then I've gone golfing with him. But it's kind of neat to be on our own. He's a really smart guy. He's a very thoughtful person. But seeing Toronto through somebody else is very curious and wanted to know a lot of... But we were hanging around sort of downtown and, you know, was asking questions and thought it was neat, was fascinated by all the different neighborhoods we drove through. We're at Yonge and Bloor and there's like Cartier and, you know, and Williams and Sonoma yeah. and all these fancy places.
The whole Renfrew.
And then you drive straight. We drove straight south on Yonge Street and then all of a sudden it changes. You don't realize within a few blocks how quickly our city changes. You know, I was in Chinatown. And then you drive a couple blocks, and now you're at King and Bathurst, and the Liberty Village, and then you go a couple more blocks, you're in Parkdale. Mm. So it was pretty cool that way. I just enjoyed it. And he really loved seeing, I showed him the suburbs, and he's from the sort of a farm area. It was one so fascinated by how close farmland is to the sort of western end of the GTA. Wanted to know where you lived, what kind of city it was. And I said, it's a big city, but Fred lives sort of in the north part of it.
Should have taken and picked some berries and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the apple factory.
Then it would have really been a good balance.
Yeah. I should have taken him picking berries. Yeah, I know. You don't make any sense anything I said. Fucking picking berries.
You said you took him to show him.
Michaela. You took him what?
To show him how close farmland was.
Should have taken him to Chudley's. Should have gone apple picking.
Or like Puck's Farm.
Sent him home with a pumpkin.
He's going. You know where he's going to?
Where?
He's going to Columbia for 8 days.
Really?
And because he's involved in
from here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where he left this morning. Okay. Went to Columbia, to Medellin. Because he's 64 and he just sort of retired recently from playing rugby at the sort of elite rugby level. But he's been involved in the sport in Canada for a long time. So he's going with a rugby team.
Cool.
To play. They're doing like this exhibition matches in Columbia for the next 8 days. Interesting.
Is he retired though?
Or no. Oh, okay. He still works.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was my dad's financial planner. Mm-hmm. You know, years working for London Life and stuff. But he, you know, just interesting being around him because as I said, I've known him since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the city's just cool. You know, we were sitting having lunch in Kensington Market and just the vibe of Toronto. It's, you know, I'm going to finish this by saying I like going to New York. It's one of my favorite places to hang out. But, you know, hanging around in the city of Toronto, it's just as cool. Mm-hmm. Like, we just don't think it is because...
You're here.
Because we're here.
Not
and it couldn't
different.
Be.
No, exactly. Such a wonderful people city. Mm-hmm. You know, I was telling you, the Cleveland Indians have hardly... They're on the verge of winning the World Series, but... The past couple of seasons, this one in particular, you know, they were doing really well. They haven't drawn very well. And the reason they don't draw very well is the stadium's downtown. Yeah. And the novelty wore off the new stadium several years ago. People don't want to go downtown there. So to go there at night for a game, people have decided they're not going to do it. And that's a shame. And that city had a little bit of a comeback a few years ago, but it's all been lost because of crime and reputation and what have you. And nobody lives downtown there. Mm-hmm. And it's sad.
And everybody lives downtown here, man.
It's all about living downtown. It's all about residents.
I showed him where you're seeing, you know, I think about you. I showed him where Danny lives.
Oh, right.
Because he was asking me questions about our partnership, and he said, where does Fred live? How long does it take him to get to work? Because to people who don't live here, it is fascinating how long everything takes to get done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in Oakville, and then we started driving back into the city on the QEW Gardner, and all of a sudden, because we'd been sort of going along the lakeshore through residential areas, and we come out on the QEW at I'm going to say 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. There should be nobody. It's packed.
Right.
And the first thing he goes is like, oh, what's this? I go, it's nothing. Don't worry.
This is normal.
I said, no. Mm-hmm. I said, there's nothing wrong. As long as we're somewhat moving, mm-hmm. all it was volume. Mm-hmm. And it was volume all the way into this city. But I was saying, you know, I showed him where like a young guy like Danny lives. And I said, you know, in that apartment building, there's he can literally go down in the lobby and there's a grocery store, a bar, mm-hmm. a sports fit. I said, this is how people live. But I said, all this that we're seeing, all that mm-hmm. stuff by the Sky Dome, I said, that's only 10 or 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was fun for me because, you know, I realized how much I love the city because mm-hmm. he was saying to me, you know, geez, how long have you been living here? I said, you know, like most of my life now,
mm-hmm.
you know, to a guy from Moose Jaw who grew up with me and my family. You know, I'm a Torontonian. For sure I am. But I really enjoyed that. Michaela, how are you today, my love?
I'm very well. How are you guys
Where
doing?
Where are you from?
Toronto.
Did you grow up here?
Toronto. I did.
Whereabouts?
I was in Scarborough for quite some time,
nice.
But now I'm in the West End.
What was your high school?
My high school was David and Mary Thompson.
Oh, no, not far from where. I was church.
Is that Scarborough?
Oh, okay,
yep.
Yeah.
David and Mary Thompson, right near the park there.
Yes.
Michaela Delio. Delio. Mm-hmm.
Close.
Delio.
Deleo.
Mm-hmm. Deleo.
Mm-hmm. Deleo.
Deleo.
Deleo. Mm-hmm. Deleo, come and she want to save a dog.
Yes. Yes.
Michaela Delio.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Deleo.
Yes. There we go.
Deleo. Deleo. Works for the Toronto Humane Society, finding homes for cats and dogs and special species, including adopting black cats at Halloween. That's why you're here.
Indeed. Indeed.
You do work down on Queen of River?
I do.
You know, I used to work. I had an office in between the many times we've been fired. I worked for a video production company.
Okay.
Right across the street, one building to the west. It's that little one with the blue awning on, kitty corner to your office.
Okay. I think I'm picturing
it. Well, it's basically,
it.
If you're looking at the west, doesn't matter. So
it's
a
lot
great
down
neighborhood.
There lately. It's
I love that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's where you go to work?
That's where I go every day.
And it's a beautiful little area of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
the Broadview, Danforth, sort of on the outskirts of that. What is going on with all these dogs and cats? What's wrong with people?
Loaded question. I think a lot of the time what happens is people either aren't prepared for an animal that they bring home, so they haven't done their research, and they find out that maybe that they're not quite able to provide the care that the animal needs, so they come to see us. But another thing that often happens is the cost of care is actually really expensive, so they get into a situation where they have an animal that's become ill or injured, and they unfortunately can't afford veterinary care, so that's where a lot of our animals actually end up coming from.
So somebody has a pet, there's something is wrong with it, or yep. it's been injured and they give it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it. It happens a lot. And it's sad. It's
it
sad
seems
because
heartless, but not because I can't relate to that, but I guess if people are in that situation.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you're taking care of a dog or a cat is expensive. And as you say, if something goes wrong, it can get very expensive.
It can get very expensive. And a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, right? So
right.
If you get a $2,000 vet bill, what are you going to do? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easily you can easily get a $2,000 vet bill. Your cat gets blocked. It's not a major thing, but it does need to be seen by a vet. It can turn into an emergency if they're not seen. And you're looking at $1,000, $2,000.
You know, and a lot of 100%ers know this story, but I came back from vacation. My Stan, who's got a bit of epilepsy, mm-hmm. had a major seizure, got really hurt. Got hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
Got lost. It happened within a space of a couple hours.
Day.
And the vet bill was probably $600 or $700. But what was going to be really expensive? What if you get an animal like I have that was going to need medication?
Ongoing
now
medication.
I ended up not doing it, but the medication for his particular thing would have been $300 or $400 a month.
Yeah.
So if you're a person that's in that situation that can't afford it, then I guess you take it to the SPCA.
Yeah.
So not everyone who turns
Humane
over.
Society.
Humane Society. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's that all about, too? Because people often refer to it that way. What is it?
The SPCA? Yeah. It's a different organization.
But
so
are you guys in competition? Are you like the Bloods and Crips? Is it West Side Story?
No.
But okay. Well, I misspoke.
The letters, though. What is it again?
Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Yes, okay.
Animals.
You are on top of things.
But isn't that relatively new to this area?
The SPCA?
Yeah.
They've been around for a long time. They've been around for, we're pretty close to being around for the exact same amount of time. Yeah.
But the point is that not all people that turn their dog or cat back in are evil people. They get fucking economically, you just can't afford it.
Exactly.
So what's the deal?
That's something you should think about before you get a pet too, though.
Yeah, for sure. But not everyone, you know, you hope that your dog doesn't turn into something.
And a lot of the vets now, and you can understand because they're in business, they want the money up front before the treatment.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people run out on it. They go, it's only an animal. I'm not going to pay him.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And there's pet insurance too. So there's lots of things that you can do to.
For sure. So on this day, the reason we thought we'd have Michaela Deleo, in is this because people like to get a black cat for the novelty of Halloween. Is that still a thing with people?
It's not something that we see at the Toronto Humane Society. We have a really thorough interview process, so we're really making sure that the animals are going to appropriate homes and with people who care for them. So it's not something that we're overly concerned about, people just coming in and grabbing a cat just for the day and then tossing it. It's not something that we're really worried about at the Toronto Humane Society.
Okay.
Yeah. But it has happened.
I'm sure somewhere out there it has.
It's like bunnies at Easter,
occurred.
Right?
Yes.
Do you get a ton of bunnies at Easter?
We do get some bunnies after the holiday season. But once again, usually those are people who are going out and purchasing them from a pet store.
Right.
I mean, that process is a little bit easier than going down to an animal shelter, sitting through an hour-long interview process, chatting with us, making sure that you're the right fit for the animal.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into a pet store, you can hand over your $20 and get a pet with little to no knowledge or information about it. And
I would say this, having had a lot of rescue dogs. In fact, other than Stan and the other one, little guy Tucker, the dogs I've owned in my life have all been rescue dogs. They've
Good
all been
you.
Animal shelter dogs. When I first met you, I had a German Shepherd Doberman. What was he? A Doberman Lab Cross? I can't remember.
Who?
Loman.
I thought he was just a lab.
No, he had a little bit of Doberman in him. But I got him as a rescue and had him for a long time. He went crazy and ate my kid, so, you know, that's a drag. But
How much of a problem is people, like, say, get a kitten or a black cat, say if it does happen, and then decide they don't want them and just open the door and let them walk out and they become strays? Is that much of a problem in Toronto?
Just a
basic abandonment?
Not as much. There are so many resources out there for people. There is, of course, the Toronto Humane Society, the SPCA, as you mentioned. There's a number of different smaller humane societies, and there's Toronto Animal Services. So there's a lot of resources for people who are unable to take care of their pet. In terms of the cat population issue, the feral cats that are outside, a lot of that has to do with them just breeding. And we're actually getting that under control here in the city. It's hard to estimate how many feral cats there are, but there is, over the last few years, there's been a lot of sterilization programs going on, so their numbers do seem to be.
Well, you don't see too many, though. I mean, again, I'm downtown all the time. I live in this area, and I don't see a lot of stray animals.
Yeah.
We've talked about this
But how would you know what's stray?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, when we were kids, dogs and cats were just out,
right?
Out in the world, there were animals
you
roaming
open
the street.
You open your front door and you just let them go out,
and
then they would scratch at the door hours later.
And they don't do that now. Just in our last 60 seconds, today's Halloween. Michaela's here. There's a few things you can do. Make sure your pets are sort of safe in the house when dogs dart out the door. So you want people to make sure that if they're going to be, you know, they got some animals, that they should be nice and safe with them.
Yeah. So points to remember is, as you mentioned, animals can get nervous. So even if you have the sweetest dog in the whole entire world, seeing all the kitties screaming and yelling and constant knocking at the door can
it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. So if you can put them in a different room of the house just to make sure that they aren't going to get too anxious and they aren't going to make a dash for the door, that would be great. You also want to make sure that they're not going to get into any of that candy. Mm. Of course, chocolate is quite toxic to dogs.
Yeah. By the way, chocolate's very toxic. Toxic for smaller dogs, like almost deathly toxic.
Yes, it can be for sure.
My Stan's ex-mom or whatever, the first year we had him dress him like a banana. I've never seen a sadder animal in my life.
Chocolate with a dog, is it all right if they eat like a coffee crisp or something? It's just a little bit of chocolate and more cookie.
It's definitely not ideal.
No, okay.
It's not ideal, but your major concern is with the dark chocolate, the active ingredient.
The kind that you have with a cup of tea.
If
you give your dog some dark chocolate with a cup of tea before bedtime, is that okay? All right.
Very bad. Very no, bad. It's not good. So
very bad.
Xylitol as well is a major concern. That's actually
who is?
More toxic.
Chewing gum. Yeah.
Chewing
it's
gum?
In chewing gum. It's oh. also it's an alternative sweetener, so you might find it in some candies. As little as 2 sticks of gum can be severely poisonous to a smaller dog.
Keep this shit away from your animals already. Yeah. Twitter at @THS_tweet.
That's
is that
us.
It?
That's us.
And the Toronto tweet. Humane Society are nice people. Doing nice things for animals.
And quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Do dog catchers still exist?
Well, Toronto Animal Services acts as the pound for the city of Toronto. So if there is a dog on the loose and you call them, they should come in and pick it up.
Michaela, thanks for coming in. In our last couple of seconds here, one of the kids that works with us, he's been our intern. And thank you, by the way. Michaela.
No, thank you.
His name is Brian Barron, and his brother... He's now sent some. Did you share this on our Facebook too?
Oh, I'll do that.
Because it's been shared on our Twitter. Okay. Brian's brother's got some mental illness and has been missing for a couple days. He says here in this note, we believe he was seen yesterday around 3 o'clock in Newmarket. He's been missing since Saturday, heading north on Yonge Street. He may have been trying to get to Barrie. Michaela, are you leaving, my love? No, that's fine. Bye. I just want to say goodbye.
No, if you have to, that's
fine. You have to
go. See you, darling.
Bye, sweet girl. No, we're good.
Bye.
Sweet girl. You're very nice, by the way. She's very beautiful. Anyway, Brian's brother, if you want to, I guess, if you follow us on Twitter, at @HumbleFredRadio, I just saw a notice. Some people are sharing it. Maybe it's not our Twitter, but somebody is sharing it. So we should share it on our Facebook. And
yes.
If you can help Brian find his brother, we'll find out more about it. Hopefully everything will be okay. Thanks for everybody to come in today. That was fun. I want to try doing a little bit extra. If it doesn't work, you 100%ers may not hear it. We're having some trouble with the recorder, but I'm going to try again today for a couple minutes and see if we can't reconciliate the problem. And I'm going to have a bagel from Ray.
Bagel. This episode of Hubble and Fred Radio is brought to you by Sleep Country, Pizza Pizza, FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Squatty Potty, FreshBooks, and our newest sponsor, Mitsubishi Motors of Canada. And as always, we broadcast to the world from the center of Canada's universe, Toronto, nestled in the cozy bosom of the Squatty Potty 5-Hour Energy Storefront Studios. More Hubble and Fred tomorrow and online at HumbleandFredRadio.com.